Hello, this is Board Baker with
Soft Circles.
And we've been asked to do the penis preference test. And since we were close by, we decided to do it together.
And so now we're going to press the big blue get started button.
Ooh, buttons.
Okay. Oh, well.
Are we doing the multiple choice?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. But I'm just going to describe it a little bit first.
You're better at that.
It's, you know, it's one of those in the bathroom selfie pics, which, you know, I understand, but not of my favorite. You know, it's fine on first glance. Nothing to be ashamed of.
It's normal, and apparently, if you look at the picture, he's been manscaping.
A little bit.
Trying to.
A little bit, but not too much. I don't like a lot of manscaping.
Okay.
Not really my thing. But, right. You know, God bless for all those out there. If it's your thing, you just do what you need to do.
If you want me to have a clean work surface, you should have a clean work surface. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, well, so they're asking us, what do we think of the stick?
I'm going to say it's normal.
I would say it's pretty normal, too. Mm-hmm. You know, if that greeted you upon taking a nice gentleman's trousers off, you wouldn't say, whoa, but I think that you'd be just fine with that. Nothing to be ashamed of, fine sir. Not that one should be ashamed of their dick, no matter what. I just want to put that out there. Yay, dicks. Oh, my, that is, cannot be real. This is a gentleman who apparently is auditioning for Greek statue time. He is...
I think that's beyond Greek statue,
yeah,
Sweeney.
Yeah, no, you may be right.
That is injury-inducing, I mean.
Yeah, I meant the rest of his physique. Just, mm-hmm. You know, he's quite...
cut?
Yes, I think that is the word.
Cut both ways.
Yes. See what you did there.
See?
Mm-hmm. So...
After and only two drinks.
Completely shaven. Mm-hmm. You know, that's fine. Certainly nice, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So our options are, this stick would make me hurt, rock my world, fill me up perfectly, be just okay for me, not be enough for me.
Who are you women?
Ladies, if it is not enough for you, I mean, I need to know you. I want to know you. Because this thing...
We are sitting down and having a chat.
Yes. Because this thing is... personally, it would make me hurt.
Yes.
I think I would be bruised everywhere. It not in a good way.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No.
Whoa. Okay. Well, sir.
Yeah.
We're going to go with the... Definitely make me hurt there.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn. All right. This one is a little, it's a close up.
And, yes.
Just for all those out there, if you're not following along, you know, not really manscaped, which is fine by me. I am liking it au naturel. That's me, personally. But,
I do like some manscaping.
And there you have it, people. Board Baker likes manscaping. I am thinking, you know, it's fat. That's my first thought.
There you go. It does have meatiness to it.
That is a good word, meatiness. It's girthy.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is what, if someone says, I have a girthy cock, that is what you're thinking about. At least in the actual circumference, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's a little small. No?
That's like an appetizer.
Okay. It does just, I would like to say, it has a very nice head.
Yes.
A very nice shaped head.
Purple and
mushroomy, which I personally enjoy.
Yes.
So,
I like mushrooms.
Me too. This guy's dick is a normal size, undersized, very undersized, very, very undersized. Is the smallest dick I have ever seen.
I'm going to say undersized.
I'm going to say a little undersized. You know, nothing... you know, I'm sure he does a lot with that. And I'm sure that girthiness feels awesome, frankly. And it's a nice look. I like the way it looks. It's a nice looking dick.
There you go.
But it's just a little small.
Mm-hmm. A little small. Maybe not for anal.
You know, maybe not. Hey.
You know. No judgment.
Different strokes for different folks. Oh, God, I snorted. Okay. Oh, boy. Alrighty.
You and I can...
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, hi. So this... I'm going to be honest. When I first just looked at this next one and I just saw... I didn't actually see the man's penis.
I just saw hip bone,
and I thought it was a woman. I thought it was a little bit of a woman because of the narrowness of the everything. Okay, so I'm gonna get skinny jeans, and he's a thin man. Let's just put it. Nothing against thin men, but okay.
I would break him.
So, it's a big dick.
It is a big dick.
It's very veiny.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing some manscaping there. Although he doesn't look super hairy, so maybe that must be a little bit naturally not so much hairy.
Well, he's
fine. Yeah. Super veiny. I know a lot of women don't like that. I'm not against it. You know,
how
be
could
really
you
hot.
Not like the veins?
You know, like ice cream. There's so many different varieties of penis, and you should like what you like.
31 flavors.
30 wonderful flavors. Let's put it. Okay, so just straight up, this is a big cock.
Yes, it's big. I don't know, is it huge or is it big?
I don't know that I would call it. Well, let's be honest. If that came at me, I would say, wow, that's a huge cock. I mean, if I unzipped a guy's pants and that's what came out, I would say, wow. You know?
And he's in skinny jeans, so where the hell
is
that fitting?
Maybe he talks. Men of GWA, if you wear skinny jeans and you are well endowed, where do you put it? Because I'm just going to say out, you know, just to share a little bit, I have never been with a man with that large of a penis and that being that skinny. So, I don't know. I have no firsthand experience here.
Just never been with anybody that skinny.
So, I'm going to say it's big. Would Board Baker?
Yeah, okay, I'd go with big. And it's got a nice girthiness to it, too.
It does. It's a, really nice cock. And the head is really nicely shaped. Mm-hmm. A little twisted, which I kind of find amusing and in a good way. All right, we move on. So this is a comparison shot. And I've heard other people say this, and I am 100% with you on this one. If you're going to compare yourself to something, and I get, you know, hey, shouldn't your penis be bigger than what you're comparing it to?
That is correct.
Or of the same size, like a Coke can or something.
Yes,
you know, like,
exactly. A remote control.
Yes.
Cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So this is he's comparing his cock to a water bottle.
Yeah, like one of those Nalgene bottles.
And are you trying to tell us that you use that as a cheap-ass fleshlight?
Maybe that's where he makes his deposits.
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Tip your servers handsomely. Okay. Aside from the fact that I think he's missed the point of the comparison shot, I actually like this dick. I think it's a really kind of... the head is... I like it a little more pronounced, I guess, is what I'm saying. But I will say that it is really nice and smooth.
It is that.
It looks like he has a little bit of hair going on, but not like a huge amount of insanity going on.
It's not like you're choking it up the next day.
No fur ball. But it has like a really pleasant girth. Like it would fill you. Okay, it would fill me soft circles up in a nice way.
You
wouldn't be disappointed.
No, definitely not. That is. I'm gonna say that's normal for me.
I think it's a normal, on the nice, good,
yes,
you know, on the larger side of normal, I would say.
All right, yeah, we'll go with that.
Can we go with normal? But we'll go with normal. It's certainly not huge, not big. Well, I mean, you could argue big, I suppose, depending on what you're used to.
Exactly.
I certainly wouldn't say it's small, and it is not tiny. Okay, this is clearly Photoshopped, this next one. Also, that girl looks scared.
Well, if that was coming at you, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would run. Frankly, what's interesting to me about this perhaps Photoshop dick is the, and yes, I have my head turned to the side as I'm looking at this, as if like that needed to be that way because that's the way the dick is positioned. It's smaller at the base. Do you see that?
Yes.
and kind of flares up. And I don't know that I...
Well, some dicks do that.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, I can't control it. I'm just saying, I'm not sure that really, you know. I'm not a fan of this. It's just...
No.
And the head proportionate to the shaft?
No, it's not just, very proportionate.
Okay. So, we're going to
left. Oh, how long does this dick look to you?
Definitely 12 inches.
12 inches.
Well, not convinced that it's 12 inches. Wait,
hold on. I work with rulers all day. Hold on.
That's a 12-inch dick.
Yeah, that's 12 inches.
I mean, I'm still not convinced it's real, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so another comparison shot. And again, this man has understood.
Yes, toilet paper roll. Mm-hmm.
Maybe not what I would go to as a comparison, but, you know, God bless.
Well, and maybe he's going for the girth comparison rather than the
length
size.
Comparison.
Length, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so this as we said, it's a comparison shot.
Yeah, that's a furball.
He's not groomed. But, again, I don't care. Board Baker likes her men a little bit more groomed. Soft circles is, you know, likes a little bit of hair on a man. Or not, you know. Who am I to tell you what to do? Just like, frankly, I really don't enjoy a guy telling me what I should be doing with my hair in my genital region, my area, as we like to call it. Happy to hear what you prefer, you know,
exactly.
If you were in a sexual relationship. But, you know.
I don't mind a little hair. That, sweetie, is a little too much. That is furball.
Yeah, see, I don't mind it. I like it. That's okay. Maybe a discussion for another time.
I do not have enough bourbon in me.
I never have enough bourbon in me. okay, so aside from the comparison to the toilet paper roll, and it is larger and a little bit girthier than the toilet paper roll. It has a lovely pronounced head.
I would say it's also two-toned.
It is two-toned. Red on the top and a little bit fleshy.
Fleshy, yeah.
Colored, flesh-toned on the bottom. Again, a very nice...
Yes.
Cock.
Mm-hmm. Except for the grooming, but you know.
Okay, well.
That's just
so
me.
They would like us to know what we think of it. It couldn't take that cock. It's too big. It's pretty big. It's normal. Nothing special. It's too small for me. I feel really bad for this guy. Well, I certainly don't feel bad for him.
I'm going to say it's normal.
I say, I don't like nothing special because, you know, it's special. Dicks are special.
Dicks are always special.
I'm a big fan. Frankly.
Well, who isn't?
Well, I guess there are some people out there, but, I mean, we here...
In this room.
In this place, we are in big fans.
Yeah.
So, I want to say it's not nothing special, but it's pretty normal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh, a little uncut cock.
Hmm.
Board Baker, have you been with an uncut cock?
No, I have not.
You know, I have not either. Not against it. Let me just put it that
way. No, not against it at all.
Not against it. So this is an uncut penis, and the foreskin is pulled up around the head.
Veiny.
Veiny, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He has a nice sort of grip there. It looks like maybe he's watching a little porn in the back. I don't want to cast any aspersions onto the man, but it looks like he might be watching a little porn there, gripping his nice cock.
Porn, Jeopardy, Barefoot Contessa, you know, whatever gets you off.
A little HGTV out there, you know.
The sledgehammer.
There you have it. You know, yard crashers, whatever.
No judgment.
Jesus. Okay. You know, it's a handful.
And yes. It's lovely.
It's lovely. It really is. It's long, but not...
And he is groomed nicely.
He is groomed very nicely, I will agree. Mm. See, that's, you know, he's still hair, because I like to know him with a dude, you know, I like manly things.
Mm-hmm.
But nice, you know.
Manly, no not furballs. Boys.
Not boys. Not my thing. All man over here. So, how long does this dick look to you? 12 inches, 10 inches, 8 inches, 6 inches?
It's 10.
I agree.
Uh-huh. Boom.
I'm sorry, I had to scroll back up. Jesus, okay. Alrighty. And we move on. Oh, another little uncut penis. With a little head peeping out.
Mm-hmm.
A little pre-cum maybe up there, I think. A little shiny.
It is a little shiny, but it could be lube, who knows.
Truth. Okay.
Or spit.
Yes. So, they're asking me, do I like cut or uncut dicks? Well...
I've never been with an uncut cock.
Yeah, so I can't.
So I can't compare.
I don't want to choose because.
Again, I, 31 flavors.
There's 31 flavors. Now I have Ani DiFranco in my head. Okay. It's fine. It's good. So, you know, I'm not going to choose. For right now, I'll just, I know the score doesn't work, but for right now, just to put something, I'll say uncut, I mean, rather cut, because it's what I know, but do not let gentlemen out there discourage you, because they look very nice to me.
Yes. A cock's a cock.
Just happen to live in an area of the country where most guys.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Oh, okay. So, there's that woman who's...
Whew. Apparently trying to hoover a coke can.
Yeah, that's something right there. So, it's a... She has her hand around it. She can't... I mean, I can't tell. It's a little bit of a loose grip, but it looks like she may not be able to get her whole hand around that dick.
Not without choking it.
Yeah. You know, this probably is a bad shot, but she doesn't look that excited about that. Am I wrong? Like, she doesn't look like, oh, it's like, here I am, sucking on a dick.
That's just... Are you honestly looking at the woman?
Well, not usually, as you know, but I don't know. It's just something about this picture that...
You'd want to see a little more, what, excitement from her?
Something that says, yeah, I'm into it. I don't know. I don't really want to see anything from her, but I'm saying she's a big part of this composition, if we will, into the shot. She's a big part of it, so you kind of, it's almost distracting from the, okay.
Okay.
We digress.
What is the question?
The question is, in terms of thickness.
Oh, that is too thick.
That's too thick for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah.
Like the one that we thought would hurt, I don't know that, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that would be cracking.
Who is saying it's too thin?
I want to meet this person.
Again, I want to know. I mean, damn, girl. Okay.
Or guy.
Or guy. Yeah, no, for reals. God bless. All right, so now we're to the next one. I really like the head on this one. Apparently, I really like that little ridge there, you know, on the a well-pronounced head. It's apparently, like, aesthetically pleasing to me.
Darth Vader's helmet.
They're little pith helmets, aren't they? Okay, so, this is like, I don't know, it looks almost like fruit, the balls here. Okay, I need help, clearly. Fruit! I've sent Bored Baker into paroxysms of laughter. Like a fig. Okay, never mind, move on.
You, Matt, what fruit are you eating?
Well, I have been to an exotic place recently. Right. All right. Back to the penis. Okay, so he is very hairy.
Yes.
Which, of course, Bored Baker's not a fan of.
See ya.
But let's see what they're asking us. How long does this dick look to you? 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2.
Let me see. That's 4.
You think? I feel like maybe some of it's getting lost up in the hair.
Well, this is why men need to manscape.
It's your PSA from Bored Baker.
Manscaping, make your dick look big. That's all I'm saying.
I might have said 6. You don't think? No, you're probably right. It's 4.
It's like 4.
I mean, at least in this picture, it's hard to
tell.
Hard to judge.
The lighting sucks.
And again, I do think some of it's getting lost in his pubic hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again...
But lovely balls.
And I'm not sure he's hard. At all. Really? You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, we're done.
Aww.
We're done. Okay.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun. That's very exciting.
Well, there you go, folks. It's,
Yeah,
you seem a little disappointed. You wanted to look at more
penises. I kind of wanted to look at more penises. Is that wrong?
Well, yeah, we could look at porn. Well, no, you could look at porn later.
Well, folks, that was fun. And,
yes,
and I think you learned a little bit about what we like, what we don't like. I like a well-formed head, and Bored Baker would like you to be manscaped.
Or groomed.
Manscaped.
I don't want to be coughing up a hairball after I've blown you.
Words to live by.
There you go.
Words to live
by. And if you manscape, your dick looks bigger.
All of these things are true. I just don't... I like the hair to me gives it a sense of manliness that I okay. I like. Granted, you know, you could still, there was a gentleman in there that we liked that had a little, yes. you know, that was very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, thanks for listening to Board Baker and Soft Circles do the penis preference test.
And we'll see you around.
Bye.
Bye.